Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
People of God asked Peter, say, men and brethren,
What shall we do? Amen. So if you don't know, we have a prophet of God with us today that'll give you specific directions, and he won't err in his instructions to you. Amen. This is a beautiful day. Again, I will bless the Lord at all times. Sometimes we say that as a cliche, but I tell you, if you can feel that thing, and if you can really give God some praise, then it don't become cliche with you. Amen. It becomes real. And then you activate it in your spirit, man. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. We hear that praise. I have heard that praise over and over and over in almost 30 years of being in the body of Christ. But I found out that those that got up and testified and quoted that scripture when trouble came, hallelujah, when adversity came, amen, they weren't blessing the Lord, amen, they were somewhere depressed, they were somewhere sad, they were somewhere murmuring and complaining. But if you won't bless the Lord at all times, that means, amen, when you don't have a dime in your pocket, you gonna bless the Lord at all times. Amen. When you can't see your way, you gonna continually bless the Lord at all times. When folks talk about you, you gonna continue to bless the Lord at all times. When they don't recognize you and don't call your name, you gonna continue to bless the Lord at all times. When your children are rebellious, you gonna bless the Lord at all times. When your husband and your wife can't even find a kind word to say to you, you gonna bless the Lord at all times. Amen, amen. When you begin to turn on this television and it vexes your very spirit, you gonna bless the Lord at all times. Amen. When you go to the doctor and he have a bad report, hallelujah, when the tests come back and it says positive, are you still gonna bless the Lord at all times? Amen, amen. I'm not the preacher today. Oh, glory to God. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I have to bless him. Amen, amen. I have to bless him. Amen, because I believe everything that he promised me, every word that he spoken in my life, it's going to come to pass. It may not come to pass in 2013. Hallelujah. But if I hold on to his unchanging hand and he give me grace to see another year, those promises are going to be fulfilled. Amen, amen. I bless the Lord today. I will bless the Lord at all times. See, nobody knows your story but you. Can't nobody tell your story but you. Amen, amen. I thank God today. Hallelujah, for giving me another opportunity. Hey, glory, I should have been cut off. Hallelujah, when I was in my mother's womb. Oh, but God said, you shall live and declare, hallelujah, my generation. You shall live and declare my glory. Oh, God, when God has his hand on you, hey, can't nobody do anything about it. Oh, I bless the Lord today. We thank God for all of our listeners today. We thank each and every one of you all that tune in faithfully to hear a word from the Lord. Do anybody need a word today? Do you need to hear a word from the Lord? Amen. It's good to read your Bible, but the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and that's the only way you can increase your faith. Amen. You have to hear the word of God. So we just bless you today. Again, you're listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. I am your host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and along sitting beside me is our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. Amen. And we just give God glory. We're going to We're going to waive some of the preliminaries, amen, and we're going to get the speaker up and have the man of God where he can be able to impart to us what thus say the Lord today. So before he comes, I want to open up the line and ask Minister Aaron Singleton, my cousin, hallelujah, who has the spirit of witnessing. He has the spirit of encouraging. He has a spirit of just greeting people as though he's been knowing them all their life. Amen, amen. So we're going to ask Minister Aaron Singleton of Lansing, Michigan, to open up with the word of prayer for us on today, and then we're going to turn the remainder of this segment over into the capable hands of an anointed man, a man that loved God, a man that loved God's people, a man that's not afraid to preach and teach this gospel, a man that's not ashamed of this gospel. Amen. That will be none other than Prophet Michael Davis of Vacaville, California. Minister Aaron, God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
The
devil did at first, didn't want me to get on. I was trying to get on your line. It would happen. The enemy didn't want me to get on. It was he was messing me up of my sitting on the line. I couldn't get to you. And I was praying to God to break through.
All right.
To get on here, and it was messing me up a little bit. So that's why it was taking me a minute to get on here, and I couldn't believe it. I had to praise God. I said, "Oh my God, the devil's a lying and wonder. What the enemy meant for evil, God meant for good." I just thank him for everything he done for me. Let's get our minds together because we for a treat today, a special treat. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we want to rejoice and be glad in it. Prayer right quick. Dear my Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, let your blood prevail right now, Jesus. Without you, we can't do nothing, oh God. Let not our heart be troubled, God. And St. John chapter 24, you're talking about let not our heart be troubled, God. God, our mind, God, our spirit, oh God. Oh God, for us to hear the word, what you got to say, oh God. Use this man, oh God, like you never used him before. Shield him, protect him. Give him strength, oh God. Touch his heart. Touch his mind and soul, oh God. Because without you, we can't do nothing, oh God. Give us strength right now. I don't know who's going through out there, oh God. But we need a word from you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
God, this not need a word. We need it. Let not our heart be troubled, God. Guide our spirit. Let, oh God, guide our minds. Oh God, I don't know who's going through, God, but you know the thoughts are far off on our minds, oh God. You allowed us to be on this line at this time for a reason, oh God. Help us right now, God. That you want this, throw your weight around. Throw your anointing around, God. Bind every atmosphere that don't understand who you are, God. Use Michael, Prophet Michael. Use him, oh God, in this calling. Use him, oh God, for a day like this, oh God, because there's so many of them out here calling themselves a child of the king and not, oh God, living any kind of way. You said, oh God, in Romans chapter 1, oh God, what shall we say? Not Romans, but Romans chapter 6, what we say, what shall we say there? Shall we continue to sin? God forbid. Oh God, let us go. Let your will be done. We pray right now. Let your anointing right now in Jesus' holy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you, Prophet David.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. How are you?
Wonderful.
Amen. To Jesus belongs all the glory. We thank him on today, for this is truly the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it because God has good news for us, and God is making sure that we are in the right place at the right time, and we are in the right position. I just want to add a quick prayer that the Lord would allow me to yield completely to his direction, his guidance, and to the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for Evangelist Bernard. I thank you for her obedience to you. Jesus, this is your kingdom. This is your work. These are your people. I submit myself to you because you are God and you are in control. Yea, you are even my God. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. You are my King. You are my Master. You are my everything. Without you, I can do nothing. I don't even want to try to do anything without you. For in you I live, I move, and I have my very being. Now I submit whatever it is that I have planned to say to your will. Let your will be done You speak to your people because you know exactly what they need. So, Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus. I thank you for dying on the cross at Calvary. I thank you for being buried and being raised from the dead. I thank you for all of those who are listening and who are born again. Satan, we bind you in Jesus' name. The Lord God, in Jesus' name, make straight way for the Holy Ghost to come in and take over and take control. Holy Spirit, I yield to you. And I yield myself and my life to you, Father, so that you can get the glory, the honor, and all the praise in the matchless name of Jesus. I sense a strong anointing. I sense a powerful anointing. I sense the weight of your glory, Lord. And I thank Eli, thank you, Lord, for allowing the weight of your glory to rest even upon these, your people, even on this broadcast, for your glory, your honor and your namesake, I pray in Jesus' holy, holy name. My God from heaven, thank you, Jesus. I feel the weight of the glory of God. I'm going to teach today because God changed the direction I was going to go in. Evangelist Bernard, we talked about something yesterday, but God took me in a different direction. The title of the message today, let me say it this way. Sunday at church, God spoke to me, and he said, we are entering and even are now in a very short season of testing and trials, then the promise will come. Mm-hmm. Let me say that again. God said we are entering and are now in a very short season of testing and trials, then the promise will come. The testing and the trials are necessary because the testing has to prove us, to determine where we are. When you take a test, it's an examination to determine if you have learned the things that you have been taught. When you take a test, it's to see if you have retained what you have read or heard or learned, and if you are actually putting that into practice. Glory to God, there are a lot of people who are saying they are Christians, but they are not passing the lifestyle test, glory to God, to determine that their lifestyle lines up with the test book, which is the Word of God. And if our lives are not lining up with the test book, the test manual, the Word of God, then we have to take the test again until we pass that test so that we can move to our next level, so that we can move into the area of promotion that God has for us. I used this text before on God open our eyes and it shall be seen, but God is taking me back to Genesis 22. Genesis 22, verses 1 through 17. I'm going to read that, and then we're going to get into the text. Amen. Glory to God. Father, help me to do this for thy glory, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Genesis 22, when you have that, say amen. Amen. And it reads on this wise, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt, that word tempt means test, Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship. And he came again to you and come again to you. Verse 6, and Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. Verse 7, and Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Verse 8, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Verse 9, and they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar of wood. Verse 10, and Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Verse 11, and the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know, that was at the test, now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Verse 15, and the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, verse 16, and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, thou hast passed the test, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son. A part of 17 only, that in blessing I will bless thee. Father, I thank you for your word. Explain the word by the Holy Ghost, not by my own lips, nor by my own wisdom or understanding. I pray, and let the people's heart be open to receive what you're saying to them. For thy glory, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name. Once again, God called Abraham out of the Ur of the Chaldees, away from his familiar surroundings, so that he could go to a place of blessing, a place of promise that God had ordained for him. And it's like that with us. God is calling us to let go of some things, to come out of some things, so that we can go into the place that God has for us, a place of rest, a place of comfort, a place where we can praise God, a place where we can say, look what the Lord has done, a place where we can say, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes, and a place where we can give God glory, saying that I didn't do any of this, but it was the Lord who was on my side who did all of these things, and to tell people the testimony that you went through the wilderness and you struggled, but you held on by faith, and you trusted God, and you believed God, and God brought you to that place, and God has that place for all of us, but there are some prerequisites that are necessary prior to us getting to that place, as it was with Abraham. God called Abraham and said unto him, look, Abraham, I'm going to test you with something, even though Abraham didn't realize nor understand that it was a test. Glory to God. Abraham had to be called out into the place where God could speak to him and God could reveal to him the necessary test for him to pass in order for him to receive everything that God was going to bless him with, or everything that God promised him. Every promise of God comes with a test. Some people are very nervous when it comes to taking a test. A lot of people don't like taking tests. Fear gets into their heart when they take a test. They get into a state of mind that, what if I fail the test? Doubt and unbelief begins to enter their mind and heart, even in the natural, in taking tests in class or in school. The fear of not passing that test will begin to enter that person's heart. Then they will begin to make mistakes. Glory to God. But let me tell you, if you are properly prepared to take any test, you will not fail that test. You will walk into that test with confidence, knowing that I have been prepared fully to take this test, and I am going to ace it. And that's the confidence that we have, because we have what's called an open book test. And God says, I will do nothing in the earth, in the book of Amos, 3:9, I believe it is, 3:7 or 3:9. He says, I will do nothing in the earth except I first reveal it to my servants, the prophets. So God is revealing to you now that you're entering a short season of testing. Before the blessing comes, God has to test you. He has to prove you. He has to prove your heart to see whether or not the integrity and the commitment is actually to God, or simply do you want the blessing. There are a lot of people in the church, as you well know, their motive is simply to obtain the blessing. Their motive and their operandi, glory to God, is not
to focus on the will of God, but to focus on the praise of men by them being blessed by God, not giving God full glory, but only lightly saying God did it. But in their heart, they're saying, well, I got what I wanted from the Lord, but their commitment level is not to Christ. In other words, they want the blessings of God, they want the hand of God, but they don't want to seek the face of God. They don't want to commit themselves to a lifestyle of holiness that's required in the testing process. That's why God says, I'm not going to believe you when you tell me that you're a Christian. I'm not going to believe you when you tell me that you're saved. I'm not going to believe you when you tell me you're filled with the Holy Ghost. I need to have some evidence. Glory to God. In the courtroom, you cannot present a case to the judge unless there's evidence. Without evidence, you don't have a case. And your lifestyle is the evidence that you're actually a child of God. He said, if any man, first of all, he said, if any man be a disciple of mine, he must first deny himself. He must pick up his cross and he must follow me. Glory to God. That's a prerequisite to following Jesus. Glory to God. So we see that God is going to take us into a short season of testing. This short season of testing is to really prove your heart, to see if you are who you say you are. Mm-hmm. When you go and take a test to get into the university, it's called an SAT. Mm-hmm. You must remember the things that you learned in high school. You must remember your English. You must remember your mathematics. Glory to God. You must remember your history, and you must write an essay at the end of that SAT. And what it stipulates is, did you really pay attention as you were in high school in the classroom, or were you more interested in chasing after a girl or a boy? Did you get good grades only by looking at somebody else's paper, imitating them, mocking them, or did you really study? The SAT is going to bring that out. In other words, this test is going to prove if you really love God like you say you do. The Word of God says, if you love me, then you will keep my commandments. Mm-hmm. This is not the time now to begin to make excuses. When you enter into a test, glory to God, there's no time to say, I'm not ready. There's no time to say, I'm not prepared. Because the examination process has already begun. God is introducing to you and announcing to you on this day that the examination process of taking the test has already begun in your life. Ready or not, here I come. When Jesus comes back for the second coming, you're not going to have time to get prepared. You have to be ready. Glory to God. You can't get ready. So God is announcing to you, I'm finna give you a pop quiz. You've been asking me for blessings. You've been asking me for promises. You want this from me and you want that from me. You want me to do this in your life. You want me to do that in your life. But now I'm going to test you to see if you're qualified to receive my blessing. My blessing is not cheap, and it don't come easy. You've got to live something before God in order to get what he's got for you. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. So what God is doing, he's making an announcement today. I'm going to test you before I bless you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory. And see, if you're really right with God, even if you got some areas in your life that are not right with God, if you're willing to repent, if you're willing to get on your face after this message and say, God, straighten me out. Help me to pass the test that you're about to put me through. Then God will help you if you are honest with yourself. You know how you're living, but if you deceive yourself, then you will be deceived, but I promise you, you will not pass the test. Let's go to James chapter 1. I want to show you something. Let's go to the book of James chapter 1. We're coming back to Genesis 22 because I'm not through with that.
All right.
But I'm just flowing how the Holy Ghost leads me at this time because it's a test. Glory to God.
Right.
Mm-hmm. James chapter 1, mm-hmm. Glory to God, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, I give you
my
glory.
Thank you,
God.
Give you the praise. James chapter 1, Let's go 21 and 22, verse 21 and 22. Yeah, let's do that. Thank you, Jesus. James chapter 1, verse 21 and 22, it reads on this wise. Wherefore, lay apart all, means all, filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. In other words, those things that you know that are wrong, lay them aside, because you do know the difference between right and wrong. And so those things that are wrong, you're going to have to make a decision, or you won't pass the test. This is the areas that God is looking at under the examination to see if you're going to qualify for the blessing. You're going to have to lay aside or lay apart all filthiness of superfluity, which is the glorification and the gratification and even the satisfaction of your flesh, of naughtiness, and receive with meekness, that means you got to humble yourself, the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. He's telling you basically there are some areas in your life that I need to get straight with me so that true salvation can be yours. Because there are so many people walking around lying, saying that they are Christians when they're really not. They're fooling themselves. They're deceiving themselves. They have not laid aside their lifestyle or their choice of lifestyle and picked up the lifestyle of the Holy Ghost to say that I will follow this path, but they're saying they want to mix it. In other words, they're making excuses like Brother Aaron prayed. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, God forbid. And it goes on to say in Romans 6 and 17 and 18, for whosoever you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. What does that mean? What it means is simply this. Because you are asking God to do things for you, God says, well, I need you to line up with my word in order for me to do what you're asking me to do. So I have to test you. I have to prove whether your heart is sincere or not, or do you simply want the blessing? God already knows the answer, but he has to reveal this to us. In the book of Deuteronomy, in the 8th chapter, he told the children of Israel, he said, look, I had to take you this way, that means the long way around the wilderness, to prove what was in your heart, whether you loved me or not. That's the key issue. If we really love him, we're going to follow him and do the things the way he says to do them. Verse 22. Be ye doers of the word, my God from glory, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Now, it's okay to go to church, listen to the word of God, but what do you do after you have heard the word of God? Do you go back to your lifestyle as though you've never heard nothing, or do you make the steps to correct yourself? Do you make the steps to control yourself? Do you take the necessary steps to meditate on what God has said to you in the Sunday service, or do you go about your business as usual? I see most people doing this. Most men, I'll be honest with you, glory to God, I don't do it, but most men do it. They come from church, and the first thing on their mind is turning on the football game, or the baseball game, or the basketball game. So they come from church, they rush to the TV set, and then they lose everything that they heard in the service by the word of God, because the seed has not had enough time to soak into their spirit. So now they vomit up the seed that they just received because they're watching some ungodly mess on TV. Now, I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with football, but you have to put everything in its place. If you spend 5 or 6 hours watching football and you spend a half hour listening to the word of God, guess where the word of God is? It ain't in you. Glory to God. Or some people go to people's homes who are sinners, and they eat with them. Now, they're not eating with them to win them to Christ. They're eating with them because they can cook good. So they go to their house and they eat their food, and there's no Holy Ghost in that house. There's no Christian music being played in that house. As a matter of fact, they're playing Gladys Knight and the Pips. Hello, somebody. Or Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay. They playing all kind of other music other than holy music. That home is not a holy home, but yet you're spending all them hours at that house, eating food on a Sunday and not getting any satisfaction in the spirit. So what happened to the word of God? Now you're around people that's not discussing the word, nor are they talking about the word, because they themselves don't go to church. They're not saved. So you're spending most of your time with unsaved folk. So where's the word of God in you? It's gone. It's gone. Because the word of God is not being watered. You have to be around people who are like-minded, who are walking by the same rule, who have the same mindset, in order for the word of God to be effective and take root in your life. Glory to God. This is why he says in the, let me go back to James. This is why he says in the book of James in the 22nd verse, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. A lot of people go hear the word, but do they actually live it? There's a lot of people that can quote the word. I get a lot of people coming to me, quoting the word, trying to tell me what the word say. And I know their life is not right. Trying to quote the word to me, knowing they're living in sin. And I say, I dare you even speak to me about the word of God. Get your life right first. Then you can go to Jesus and talk to him. Don't try to impress me that you know what the scriptures say when you're not living nothing. That's not impressive to me. That's making me think that you're an idiot.
Go ahead, prophet.
Glory to God. You know, because you're not deceiving me. You're deceiving yourself. I know who you are because I got the Holy Ghost. I can see your spirit. I know you're not saved. And you know it too. But if I don't tell you something, you're going to lift up your eyes in hell. So the reason that God has to test us is this, is to keep our focus remaining on Jesus Christ, so that when we are tested, the purpose of the testing will prove the integrity that's in our heart, that's the honesty, and the commitment that we have to Jesus Christ. Also, God allows testing to come in other ways. God does not just allow testing to come through the scriptures. In other words, knowing what the word of God says, like we read in the book of James, and then hearing it and then doing it. That's not the only way God tests us. He also allows persecution to come into our life. Mm-hmm. He allows trials, tribulation. He allows persecution, and he allows suffering to come into our life to test us, to prove us, to see how we're going to respond, how we're going to handle it, how we're going to submit to him, even though the people may be wrong. God is watching our heart to see if we will handle it the way the word of God says to handle it. He will allow persecution. For example, Job. Mm-hmm. In the book of Job, Job had three friends, and they accused him of sinning. They said, these things cannot come up on you unless you have sinned. Something is wrong with your life. Mm-hmm. You have done something wrong. You have offended God. You've blasphemed God. You've done something wrong. These are the accusers who will come into your life to make you feel guilty, like you have done something wrong, when God is using them to test you through persecution. Uh-huh. God is allowing persecution to come your way because in order for you to receive the promotion or the promise or the blessing that you have asked God for, he must allow some persecution or suffering to come into your life in order to prove what's really in your heart. Are you going to go off on them folks, or are you going to hold your peace? Are you going to act like Christ?
I'm going to go off sometime.
Glory to God. Me too. Thank you, Jesus. But I hold my peace in Jesus' name. But are you going to respond the way Christ wants you to? Because what he's doing, he's proving you in order to test you that he might promote you. Glory to God. And that's why we are being warned today that we're entering a very short season of testing and of trials. The prayers that you need to pray now is not, God, bless me and get me out of this thing, and God, help me pass this test. Because if you don't pass the test, you're going to have to go back through it again. And we are too late in the game, too late in the season to be retaking a test that we should have passed the first time around. Our prayers have got to be now, God, make my heart right so that I can pass that test. Make me see the thing the way you see it. Give me an obedient spirit. Give me an obedient heart. Help me to stop lusting. Help me to stop trying to gratify the flesh. Help me to obey your word. Help me to spend more time in your word. Help me to love my neighbor. Help me to return good for evil. Don't let me return evil for evil. My God from heaven, help me to bless them that curse me. Glory to God. Help me to be the way you want me to be so that I can pass this test and move on to the next phase of my life. I've been in this situation too long. I'm tired of being in this case. I want to be in my next step in life. I want to move forward and go to my next destiny in life. I've been on this level long enough. It's time to promote me, God, to go to the next level. I'm hungry and I'm thirsty to move out of this level that I've been in so long. I've been on this level and seeing the same devil too long. I've been around this mountain too many times. It's time for me to go to my next level. But in order to go to the next level, you got to pass the test. Glory to God. What is the test going to be for you, you ask? Well, what kind of test is God going to send me? Well, the first test is going to be if you're willing to obey his word. It was in James 1:22. Don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer unless you deceive yourself. That means whenever you go to church, you should start taking notes. Get a pen. Get some paper and start taking some notes so that when you do go to church and you do read the word, that glory to God, that you would be able to learn from what is being said to you. Glory to God, that you would learn what is being said to you. In other words, take notes on what's being said so that when you hear something that the pastor is preaching out of the pulpit, you write it down. Because that applies to your life. You're supposed to go home and go back and reread that thing before turning on your TV. Just take 15 or 20 minutes. Go reread that thing. Write down what you look at what you have written down. Commit it to your heart. Pray over it, and then you can move forward. But you're going to have to take pen and paper and begin to take the word of God seriously so you can learn from what you are being taught. This is classroom training. When you're out of the classroom, which is out of the church or out of the sanctuary, you go into field training. The field training is when you leave the church or the sanctuary and you go out into the world and you begin to interact with people and you begin to consult with people and talk to people and communicate with people. This word that you have learned must come alive in your spirit so that you can begin to apply what you have learned to your life, and that's part of passing the test. Are you applying what you've heard thus far? Because the word of God says, for him that know to do right and to do it not, to him it is sin. You see? So if you know to do right and don't do it, then to you it's sin. See? We're not playing the grace card, because the grace card is for what? The Bible says that the grace of God leads you to repentance. That means for you to turn away from that which you know is wrong and turn towards Christ. Put yourself on the foot of the cross. Submit yourself fully to Him. He will then deal with your heart so that you can begin to walk in obedience. Why? So that you can obey the word of God, so that you can pass the test. The first test is always going to be the word of God and how you respond to it. Mm-hmm. There are people, like I said, who are listening to the word of God in the sanctuary. They go to church, and as soon as they leave the church, they hook up with these friends that are not Holy Ghost filled, that are not saved, and it's draining the word out of you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, what other kind of test is God going to send my way? Well, it's going to be trouble. Mm-hmm. It's going to be trouble. How are you going to handle the trouble that God sends your way? How are you going to handle the suffering that He sends your way? Once again, my reference point is Job. You have to look at the book of Job, read it for yourself, see the different things. God, first of all, tested Job in this area. Satan came, and it was not Satan who said, "Let me try Job." It was God who said, "Let me try Job." God said, "Have you tried my servant Job?" He's a faithful man, and he fears evil. So God recommended Job to be tested. Why? God wanted to bless him with double. But in order for Jesus to bless Job with double, there were some tests that he had to pass. Yes, they were difficult tests, but yet and still, it was the test of suffering. It was the test of persecution, and it was the test of affliction. God is calling some of us in the fire of affliction. We have to be tested more difficult than other people because God has a particular purpose in mind. But our responsibility is to pass the test. How do you get ready for the test? Well, the first thing you need to do is begin to pray and say, "God, what is it in me that you're trying to correct?" So that you can begin to deal with that area in your life. Lord, what is it in me that you're trying to correct, that you desire to correct, that you desire to make right so that I can pass this test, so that I can move on to my next level? Because I don't want to be in the same place this time next year. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So what is the test going to do for us? Well, it's going to see if you really love God the way you claim to. It's also designed to strengthen your faith. Mm-hmm. You say, "Well, God, give me more faith." Well, God is not going to give you more faith. He's going to strengthen your faith, and He's going to allow trials. He's going to allow tests. He's going to allow persecution. He's going to allow difficulty to come, and that's how you strengthen your faith, because you're going to trust God in the circumstance that's difficult, that's hard, that you don't want to be in. But God said it's a very short season of testing, and as you go through that short season of testing, then you're going to allow the Holy Spirit to begin to cut around the edges of your heart and remove the flesh. Man from around your heart. And as the Holy Spirit begins to cut and chisel away more of you, and you become more like Christ, your desire is going to change. When people talk about you, you're going to fall on your knees. You're going to begin to pray for them because you see that they're lost and you can't help them. But the only thing you can do is take them to the cross, give them over into the hands of the Lord. Stop wasting time with people who don't want to hear the word of God. Stop trying to convince them that this is the way to go. Pray for them and turn them over into the hands of the Lord. Believe me, God knows how to get their attention. God knows how to deal with them in a manner where He can sit them down on a sick bed. God knows how to put them in a jail cell to get their attention. God knows how to cause them to be so troubled where they cannot sleep and they call on the name of Jesus. And all I'm telling you today is that when you're dealing with people that are not saved, don't trouble yourself too much, because you can't save nobody. Give it over into the hands of Jesus, and he'll fix it for you, because he knows exactly what to do. I heard somebody say he's able to do far above that which you are able to do. He is the Savior after all, and he is the one that saved the people and not you. Yes, you can give them the word, but salvation is only in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. I give you the glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So now, back to the testing. Back to the reason for the testing, because if God does not test us and prove us and reveal to us what's really in our heart, then we're going to go on being deceived, thinking that we're with God when we're not, thinking that we're on course when we're not. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God has to test us. He has to prove us. He has to make us a certain way in order. And what I mean by that, make us a certain way, he has to allow circumstance and situation to come into our life to bring trouble. Why? So that we can be proven. And once we're proven and pass the test of the fact that we're solid in God, that our heart is committed to him, God has no problem blessing us then. God has absolutely no problem in blessing us. He has no problem in giving us the desire of our heart. He has no problem in giving us exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. God has no problem with blessing us. The problem is, are we right? That's the only issue. Are we right? So God has to allow the test to come. Glory to God. When a woman buys a diamond, she goes into the jewelry store, in the drawer behind the desk where the manager is. There's an instrument called the diamond tester. Mm-hmm. The woman, even though the stone, the jewelry, diamond came out of the case, she takes it to the manager and says, "Can you test this diamond to see if it's really a diamond or not? Or if it's cubic zirconia, I want to know." So the manager then has the responsibility to pull the diamond tester out. And if the red light comes on, it's a diamond. If the green light comes on, then it's false. Glory to God. So the woman, because she's making an investment in something, she's making an investment in a diamond, glory to God, and it's a lot of money, it's valuable. So then she wants to know if she has the authentic thing, if this thing represents what's written about it. It says it's a 2-carat diamond, and it's a flawless cut. It's an IF stone. In other words, it doesn't have any inclusions or any imperfections in it. So she looks at that and said, "Well, this looks so good, it looked too good to be true." Glory to God. So she said, "I want this thing tested to see if it's real." Because if it's not real, she's not going to spend her money on it. You don't hear me. If it's not real, she's not going to spend her money on it. Glory to God. So she goes and have it tested. And when that thing passes the test, she says, "Okay, you got a deal." God is the same way. He's going to put you through the test to see if you qualify for the blessing that you've been asking him for. You just can't live any kind of way with God and think he going to bless you. I know what some of y'all thinking. Well, he said, "The sun shines on the good and the evil." Yeah, but he didn't say his blessings. The devil do bless people too. Let me tell you something. The devil can bless you if you on his side. But the God says, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he had no sorrow with it." The blessing of the devil, it adds sorrow and difficulty and death, because that's the end of his ministry, is the ministry of destruction. Glory to God. But the ministry of Jesus Christ is that he came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Glory to God. So today, I'm going to cut this message short. Today, the Lord is simply saying one thing. He's simply saying that I have to test you before I bless you. I have to prove if you say that you're a Christian or not. I already know. God already knows, but he said, I have to prove it to you that you might know where you really stand. The blessing of God is not a simple thing. It's a serious thing because once he gives it, he doesn't take it back. Once he gives it, he doesn't take it back. So God has to prove our heart to make sure that we are desiring his will above anything else. And believe me, he said, my children are those that do the will of God. My children are those that choose to do the will of God. That, those are his real children. The other ones are not his children. They're counterfeit. They're counterfeit. They don't belong to God. They're liars. I'm just going to tell you the truth. They're liars. They don't desire. I've talked to a lot of people. I've seen a lot of people, and they don't desire God's will. They don't want his will because they never ask for it. They always ask for what they want to ask for in prayer. They never ask for the will of God, even on this line. Some people come on this line, I want this, I want that, I want that. But I don't hear many of them asking, I just want the will of God. Whatever God wants, that's what I want. Just pray the will of God be done in my life. How many people ask that for prayer? Very, 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 very few. You know why? Because that's not what they want. I want God to do this. I want God to fix that. I want God to do this. I want God. Yeah, but what about God's will?
Hey!
Are we on this earth to do our will? Remember the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. That's the model prayer. See? We are here to do the will of God, not our own will. And so because we have to do God's will and we say we're Christians, we say we want this blessing from the Lord, God says, well, I got to test you to see if you're the real thing. I have to test you to see if you're authentic. I have to test you to find out if you're true, like you claim to be. At church, you say one thing, but what about when you're away from church? How do you really act? Are you cussing people out on the phone?
My God.
Are you arguing with people over the phone? Are you arguing with people? Family members? Are you arguing with these people? How are you really conducting yourself? See, now we examine ourselves. Now we start to look at our life and see, well, I'm asking God for this blessing, but I'm not even living right. See, God want to test you first before he bless you. He don't have a problem blessing you. Don't get me wrong. The scriptures are clear. God desires to bless you. He said, beloved, above all things, I wish that you would prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prosper. What that means is that you're right with God, your soul prospering. That means you're right with God. And so as you're right with God, God will bless you. He will not withhold any good thing to them that walk upright before him. You see? He will not withhold any good thing to them that walk upright before him. To them that walk upright before him. Glory to God. Saints, I'm going to pray and ask God to fix our heart, to prove our heart, that we would walk upright before him so that he will not withhold any good thing from us. My God from heaven, thank you, Jesus. Because that's what we're seeking. Lord, we're seeking your best. We're seeking that good thing that you have for us. We're seeking the next level. But the qualification for him to not withhold any good thing to them that walk upright is that you have to walk upright first. Then he will not withhold. There's an order with God. He's simply saying to you, I'll give it to you, but I want you to walk upright first. Glory to God. Not I give it to you and then you might choose to walk upright. God don't play those kind of games. Thank you, Jesus. So God had me teaching today. I knew it. I felt a heavy anointing to teach. I really didn't feel an anointing to preach because God wants to make sure you get this because it's very important because we have just entered a very short season of testing and trials. And you say, well, man of God, what is a short season? Is that 6 years? Is it 6 months? Is it 6 weeks? You'll know before the end of the month. You'll know before the end of the month whether you've passed the test or not. Thank you, Jesus. Because you're in it. You're in it right now. As we speak, you're in the test right now. You're in it right now. God is proving you. He's proving you right now. That's why I said change your prayers. Change your prayers to, Lord, help me to pass this test. Help me to pass this test. It's a short season. Help me to go through whatever difficulty I'm going through right now, whatever circumstance or situation that I'm in. Help me to go through it and pass it. I don't want to flunk. I don't want to fail because I don't want to repeat this. My God from heaven. And if you do, and if you're sincere, God will help you pass this test. And not only will he help you pass the test, he can expedite the release of the blessing. He can expedite the release of the blessing.
All right. Thank you, Lord.
He says, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Isaiah 1:19. If you're willing and obedient, 1:18. If you're willing and obedient, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat. That's a promise. You shall eat the good of the land. He said, but if you refuse and rebel, that's 19, verse 19. If you refuse and rebel, then you shall be destroyed. God wants to bless you. He doesn't want to withhold the blessing from you. He just wants to test you to make sure that you're an authentic Christian, as you claim. And he's allowing the test to come in to prove that very fact, that you're his child. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, saints of God, let me pray for you. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that I have brought this word with a clear explanation, with clear understanding that we have entered into a season, a short season of testing and of trial to prove us so that you already know what's in our heart. But, Lord, so that you can reveal to us what's in our heart, so that the test can be passed, so that we can move from the same level that we've been on for so long and move to that next level in you, that next dimension in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. From around, get us from around the pigeons and take us up to where the eagles rest. Get us from around the birds like chickens and take us up, Lord, to where the eagles soar. Take us up to a high place. Give us hind's feet that we may go up to our high place, that we may see from a different disposition, that we may be able to communicate with others who are also desiring to soar in you, that we no longer have to be around the birds that eat off the ground. But now we can be around birds that soar high above the clouds, high in high places, high places. Lord, I'm tired of being in the low place. I'm tired of being in the valley. I'm tired of seeing the same old people that don't even want you, people that don't even care how they live, people that don't honor you, people that don't obey you, and then they're going to lie and say they are Christian. I'm tired of being around these filthy folks, filthy in their spirit, filthy in their heart, liars and deceivers, blinded by Satan, children of the devil. But I want to be around those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, that they shall be filled, that their interest is the kingdom of God and not the kingdom of this world, neither the God of this world, but their interest is in the Holy Ghost. Their interest is in the spiritual things. Their interest is in walking in the Spirit. Glory to God. Not these folk that desire to walk in the flesh, and that's all they know, because they're children of the flesh and they're cursed. They're not blessed. They curse because they're children of the flesh. And if they're children of the flesh, then they're children of Satan. That's why God got to test us to see whether or not we are truly his children. And if you come out that test, like the diamond test, if it's red, that's for the blood of Jesus. If the blood is really on you, you're a child of God. The blood is not on children of the flesh. The blood is not on them. God don't cut covenant. God cuts covenant through blood. The covenant is cut through blood. The first covenant was that the foreskin of a man's Gentile would be cut and the blood would come forth. That was the first covenant. Amen?
Ooh.
And now the covenant is with Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus on the cross. And now the new covenant is the covenant of the heart.
Ooh.
That our hearts be cut to become one with Jesus Christ. The cutting away of the flesh and the joining of the spirit. God is not playing with people anymore because the time is getting short.
Yeah.
There are too many counterfeits on the scene. There are too many lying spirits that are saying that they are with Jesus and believe in Jesus and lying spirits. You got people in the pulpit that they're not even saved.
Mm.
It's a mockery.
My
they know the scriptures. They know the scriptures, but they're not even saved.
My God.
They're not even saved. They got people speaking at conferences that don't even have the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
Sleeping in bed with a woman that ain't their wife, and then going to come to the conference and try to tell you what thus saith the Lord. The lying demons. That's what they're doing. I'm telling you what they're doing. These men are inviting other men to come because they friends. Or they like them. They not talking to Jesus about nothing. These pastors ain't discussing Jesus about who come and all. They making up their own mind. Well, we going to let this one come. They don't know what he living like. He living like the devil and then getting up there trying to do something. That's why the people not getting delivered. They not getting delivered, saints.
My God.
Those of you who are true saints. See, I'm not a sinner. I'm a saint. The Bible tells me I'm a saint because I'm born into the family of royalty.
All right.
I'm a saint. I'm not a sinner. I'm a saint. Some people try to teach that false doctrine. No, you just a sinner. No, I am not a sinner. I'm a saint. Once I come in under the blood, I'm a saint. Once I come in under the blood, I'm a saint of God. If you're not under the blood, then you're a sinner. That's why he said you must be born again. See? Let nobody tell you if you're under the blood that you're a sinner. No, you're a saint if you're under the blood for true. So, Father, I thank you for this word. We rebuke the devil who didn't want to hear this word. We rebuke the devil who didn't want to accept this word, but it's true. God has to test you to see what's in you. Father, we release your anointing by the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, I thank you now. I thank you now that you would let this word hit exactly where you want it to hit for your glory, for your honor, and for your name's sake. In the mighty name of Jesus, I give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
My God from heaven. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, what a word. Hayarobosaya.
Ikoboshata.
Oh, Jesus.
Ikodo torosa karabasa turime. My God from
heaven.
My God from heaven. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you for your. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for the flow of the Spirit of God in Jesus' holy name. Father, I thank you. Help us to pass the test. Help us to do those things necessary to pass the test, Father, because it's true that you will test us. You will prove us to see what's in us. Help us to pass the test so that we won't be here in 2014. Help us to pass the test so that we can go on to what you have for us, that we will move forward and go deeper in you. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, God from heaven. That's it.
That's it, right there. That's it.
Glory,
that's it.
Glory.
Kobo Shata.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. My God, I exalt your holy name. Oh, I exalt your holy name, Most High. And I just want to praise you. Lift my hands and say that I love you. You are everything to me. And I exalt your holy name.
Oh, Jesus.
Going to move into your next level of destiny. You're going to get from around the buzzards and the pigeons and the chickens. You're going to go up to where the eagles are. Some of you really deserve the promotion. God is going to promote you, but he has to test all of us. Just be ready. Glory to God. I'm ready to talk to some people.
Thank you, Jesus. You feel the anointing?
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 My God from heaven. Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go to, Lord, have mercy. I'm lost. I don't have anything to say. I don't know what you all can say. We still have quite a few callers on the line. I'm going to go to Evangelist Earlene Cummins out of Los Angeles.
Amen.
Evangelist Cummins.
I wanted to say that I praise God, the man of God, that word said.
Yes.
Because I know that word was for me. Because it seems like I've been tested on every part of my body. I'm in rehab right now, learning to walk again.
My
God. So I know that's the tip. Never been sick in my life.
Because
God is able.
Yes.
So when I go through this test, I'm going to have a testimony.
That's it.
What God can do. I'm holding on to him, and I know he's real.
My God.
Hallelujah. And I
my
thank
God.
You for your word today, how God changed it. And I know it's a blessing for many people because it was a blessing for me. God bless you, woman of God, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. God bless you. God bless this radio station. God bless. And God bless the man of God and Sister Ruby. God bless you all. And that God might increase us all. That God might bless us all and give us a desire. He said, if your ways please me, I'll give you the desires of your heart.
That's it.
Corinthians 20:15. The
yes.
battle is not ours, but the
yes.
battle is the Lord.
Hey.
The battle is yours, Jesus. It's yours. It's yours. In Jesus' name. God bless you.
Let me pray for you, woman of God.
Thank you.
Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name that your word is true. Power of the Holy Ghost, we ask to descend upon this dear lady for your glory and your honor and your namesake, Lord. For you said in your word, you were wounded for her transgressions. You were bruised for her iniquities. The chastisement of her peace is upon you. And with your stripes, she is healed. In Psalms 107 and 20, you said you sent your word to heal them and to deliver them from their destruction. And in Matthew 10 and 1, you called your disciples together and you gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out. Power to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. We thank you for releasing the healing anointing.
Lord, thank you, God.
On her life. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank
you, Jesus. My God,
through heaven. Oh, what a powerful word. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, we give you the glory, Jesus. We give
you
the glory. Thank you, Jesus. My God, through heaven.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory
to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, my God. My God, my God, my God. My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you for
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sister Donna, God bless you. Thank you, God.
God bless you, woman of God. This was just my day to really get in on these teachings.
Yes. I'm sorry?
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
What did you say? Did you say?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
My testing started way back in 2005. I came from a four-bedroom house into sleeping in my car. God was just...
Yes?
She's drifting in and out. Are you driving, Donna? Maybe she'll come back in. Amen, amen, amen. Let's go to Sister Patrice until Sister Donna could get back on. We got
a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, there she is. Go ahead, Donna. We missed what you said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just seeking God with all my heart. I'm coming through my season, and this is my season of restoration. And I'm thanking the Lord for his glory.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, you know, through many trials and testing, we have come. But this one, this particular short season of testing and trial, God specifically said it was the test that was going to, I wrote it down here. After this one, then the promotion would come.
Amen.
I can't speak about previous tests. He didn't give me knowledge of that, but he did give me knowledge of this particular test. For it's almost like it's a final examination before he makes his determination to take us up.
Hallelujah.
Yes, there have been many trials, of course. But when God speaks and said there's something about this particular test that I'm going to take you through, that's the one that's going to crush the enemy's head.
Glory to God.
That's the one that's going to cause you to step on his head and go to the next level.
Man,
and if you remember in the teaching, God had me to say that many of us have been on the same level for a long time.
Man.
But now, after this test, it'll be time to go up to where the eagles soar. You will no longer be around the pigeons and the chickens. Huh? But we would go up into the high place to soar into the spirit with those who are like-minded.
Hallelujah.
And no devil in hell can stop it because it's already been decreed and declared by God Almighty.
Holy and precious name, I receive that word of God.
Bless
you, man of God.
Just pray that whatever it is, you pass the test.
Yes.
Glory to God. It's only a short season. It's only a short season. It's only a short season. God is going to bring it to pass.
Yes, Lord God.
This is the word he had me to. He said, I want you to share this with the people. Because this is the message right here that's going to let the people know that I'm going to test them for a short season. But the ones that pass the test, after this, they get the promotion.
Well, my prayer is that the Lord will strengthen me to endure this test, to strengthen me to carry my cross. I vow to follow him all the days of my life, and there's nothing in this world that can turn me away from the Lord. So my prayer is for the strength to bear my cross.
Let me encourage you and say this to you, my dear sister, in Jesus' name. The other sister who was on the line said the battle is not ours, but it belongs to the Lord. Go ahead and praise him through
Glory
this test.
To Hallelujah.
Because praise is a weapon.
Glory to God.
Get your praise music on. Get up in the morning. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Whatever you got to do. But just praise him. And then you're going to see the salvation of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
My God from heaven.
Your name, God. Hallelujah.
My God from glory. Yeah, it's time. It's time to move forward.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Receive that, woman of God.
Hallelujah.
I receive that in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Thank
Jesus.
You, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, in his holy name.
Hallelujah, God.
My God from heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God. And I know, believe me, I know the opposition is great, but it cannot prevail.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible says there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought, and the devil and his demons fought, but they prevailed not. Yeah, there'll be a war, but they won't prevail in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Glory. They ain't going to win. Yeah, they can fight all they want to, but they're going to lose. He Kobosha. Sandiel, Shitai. My God from heaven. Yeah, you're going to know this month. Before the month is out, you're going to know. You're going to know. I don't know what God going to tell you. I don't know how he going to tell you. I don't know how he going to show you. But before the month is out, you're going to know.
Glory to God.
See, and I believe God is expediting the thing because the attack became so vicious.
Yes, Lord.
You don't hear me. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We're going to Sister Patrice. God bless you, Sister Patrice.
Praise the Lord. Oh, God bless you, Evangelist, and, oh, God, Prophet Michael, that
Glory.
Word was very timely. I'm walking right now. I'm on my way to pick my son up. I'm walking. However, last night was a night that I came to terms with the Lord, and I asked him to just to remove all that of me that is not of him. And
yes.
I asked him for his will for my life. Last night,
God.
I laid on my face before the Lord. It
yes.
opened up unto him. You know, it's just, I just feel so blessed. That was just an awesome teaching today, and I just like to thank you for it.
Whew. God bless you, woman of God. And because you asked for his will, he's going to reveal his will to you like never before. I have not seen, neither hath ear heard, nor hath it entered the hearts of men, the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. But the Bible says he has revealed it to us by his Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Father, I thank you for the anointing. I thank you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Glory, God. Glory, glory.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hey,
Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth.
Yes, Lord.
Ay, 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 ay. Oh.
Yes. Ha.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to Liberal Democrat, and then we're going to go to, I think it's Sister Kim, and then Sister Teresa, and we have a few more. Amen. Amen. Liberal Democrat, God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I wrote that down, brother preacher. Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory
to God. I'm going to test you before I bless you.
Hey.
Amen. 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 Now some things making sense around here.
There you go. See?
Thank you,
that's
Lord.
It, brother.
It's just a test. I receive
that's
that.
It.
I receive
now you see.
I receive it. Amen.
Glory
amen,
to God.
Holy Ghost.
That, you know, that's good that you said that.
Thank
now
God.
The things are starting to make sense.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The devil wanted to keep this thing from going forward, to give clarity to God's people about what they were really dealing with.
Yes, sir. My Lord,
that
my Lord, my
sneaky
Lord.
Snake serpent is a liar, and the truth ain't in him. That's why the battle was so
Hallelujah.
Great even against me.
Hallelujah. That's right,
the
Holy Ghost.
The devil did not want this thing to get out to reveal what was really going on.
That's
all right.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
It's a test, but watch this. Now that we know it's a test,
yes, sir.
And it's
yes,
an open book test.
Yes,
we gonna pass the test.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Jesus.
Lord,
I love you,
bless
Lord.
Your name.
Thank you for
Hallelujah.
Your power, Jesus.
Thank
you're
you,
greater.
Jesus. Right.
You're, greater.
Right,
you're greater.
Hallelujah.
You're greater. You're greater, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You are greater,
that,
Jesus.
Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's
you are
right.
greater.
Hallelujah.
You are greater. The enemy tried to keep this thing hidden because he wanted the people of God to be in confusion.
My Lord.
And he wanted to actually steal the credit for what was happening. Yeah, this must be the devil. This
That's
must be
right.
the devil. No,
right.
the devil, you don't get no glory, you don't get no credit, you don't get no honor. You alone
Thank
have
God.
To report to God before you can even come and touch us.
That's
yes,
right.
Lord.
That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost.
God have allowed this only to test us, to bless us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I receive that. I receive that, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My
That's God. Right. That's right. Hallelujah. I receive that.
The devil ain't running nothing. He's on a leash.
Right.
He's a dog on a leash.
That's right. Hallelujah.
He
go
shut down. All he can do is bark, and he behind a fence.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's
Jesus
right.
Name.
Thank you, Jesus.
He barking behind a fence, and on top of that, he's on a chain leash.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nikobo Shata. You ain't
Hallelujah.
Doing that.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the one that's in control. Kodobo
Shata. That's right. That's right.
Woo,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God running this thing up in here.
Thank
come
you,
on,
Jesus.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I remember
Lord.
Jesus said, I beheld Satan falling as lightning.
That's right.
In other words,
Hallelujah.
He was saying, he ain't nothing.
Thank you, Jesus.
He
Hallelujah.
Ain't nothing. God is running this thing.
Thank you, Jesus.
And
Hallelujah,
God
Lord.
Put the measure of it. He put the measure. He put the measure. He said, well, now for this one, it only get, you know, so much pressure. For this one, it only gets so much pressure. You know, God prescribed the pressure of the load because he said, I won't put more on you than you're able to bear.
Come on,
That's
come
what
on.
He said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Ah, God from heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God from heaven.
Oh,
the enemy was,
word,
as this word was going forth, I'm telling you, it was a battle. Y'all didn't know it, but it was a battle as this word was even going forth.
My Lord, my Lord.
A battle. But the battle is over. It was, I'll be honest with you. It was a battle. I knew I had to teach that thing, but there were some spiritual things happening in the spirit, and it was a battle. And but I said, no, I'm pressing through. I'm going to stick with this thing, and I am victorious in Jesus' name. I don't care about nothing, but I know one thing. God is running this show, and when he say enough is enough, that's it.
That's right.
He step in.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God. So, brother, be encouraged. Now you know
Hallelujah.
What's really going on. You
That's
know
right,
it's a
Holy
test.
Ghost.
And
yes,
God
sir.
Is going to reveal to you what he got for you, which direction you're going in. He going to reveal to you what he wants you to know before the end of this month. The devil didn't want me to say that, but I don't care about him. Jesus is running this show.
All right.
Thank you, Lord. All right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
My God,
hallelujah.
Boy, I'm telling
that's
you, I'm
right,
experiencing
right.
more liberty. More liberty. More liberty as I talk.
Yes, sir. Ooh. Yes, sir.
Whew, Jesus, I love you.
Thank you,
God.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Ooh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus. This is Teresa. God bless you. Wait.
I.
Thank you. Sister Teresa, God bless you.
I just want to pray.
God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. I was just waiting until you get done. I enjoyed the word on today with the blessings. I'm going through my body a little bit today, but I know it's only a short test.
And
I just want to thank the man of God for that word on today. And you
yes.
said something that really touched my heart. You told me you were saying something about when we go to church, we have to write down the scriptures and different things that the pastor is saying. And I really don't do that much at all.
Wow.
I just listen and take it in my heart. But I thank God for that now that I know when I do go, I know to write it down. So I just thank you for that word. It was a blessing.
We're gonna pray for the spirit of affliction to lift off of you.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Father, we come to you in the matchless name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of affliction that has come on my sister's body for your glory, Lord, and for your name's sake, that you would take and stretch forth your holy hand and that you would touch her body, as it were. Lay hands on her by the spirit of the living God and that you would rebuke this condition in the name of Jesus, and that she would rise up and walk and be healed for the glory of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you for doing it, Father, for loosing the healing anointing, for loosing your power and your authority now. Give us strength even from her ankles all the way up to the crown of her head. For the glory, for the glory of God, in the name of Jesus. Woman, thou art loosed in Jesus' name from thine infirmity. Thou art loose from thine infirmity in the name of Jesus. My God from heaven. My God from heaven. My God from heaven. I feel the anointing. I feel the anointing on that prayer. I feel that Jesus is doing something. What was it, if you don't mind? Is it something you can or cannot discuss?
Yes, I can discuss. I was having pain in my back, in my neck for 4 days. And I couldn't hardly move my neck.
And now?
I can.
It's gone, I know, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah. The pain in your back is gone, too.
Yes, that's where it started from.
Yes, that's why God said take it down from the ankles all the way up. I didn't know that, but God told me to go down from the ankles and up. Can you reach over and touch your toes?
I tried all that earlier. I can do that.
Okay, God is good. But the pain is now gone.
Yes, of course.
We celebrate the victory of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank
you. Glory, 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 glory for your healing touch, Lord.
Thank you for your power.
All power is in your hand,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank
glory.
You,
thank you for doing it.
Thank you
for doing it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you are good. You are good, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good all the time. You are good all the time.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
My God from heaven.
Yeah, we bless you today, God.
My God. I love you, Lord.
You are everything to me. And I exalt your holy name. I exalt your holy name. I exalt your holy name most high.
My God, I feel a singing anointing on me today.
Hallelujah. Yes, you have it on you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're going to area code 214. The last four of your number is 1218. Can you greet
Texas,
us?
Texas 214.
Area code 214. 1218. Can you greet us? If not, I don't know if that was my sister. If not, we're going to move on. Let me... see my cousin Peaches. God bless you, Peaches.
Hi.
Praise the Lord. Sweetheart.
God bless you. How are you doing?
Wonderful. So good to see you.
Since you called out my name, I just want to ask if you could pray for my sister.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Patricia Smith. I tried to get her to call in, but she didn't want to.
Wow.
And I text Trisha when I text all of you all. I text her, and she may have not even knew that was me. But
she got it.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
What's wrong with her, Sister Peaches?
Well, she's been battling with cancer.
Okay.
And they had said you know, she was totally cancer free,
uh-huh,
just probably a few weeks, about a month ago, I'd say. Now they're saying that she still got to do radiation. They found something else, you know. It's been like a battle of about 3-4 years now.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to put...
She had been a chemo nonstop and everything like that,
okay.
So now she got to do radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just, you know...
Where's the cancer? In her stomach? Where's the cancer?
It had started like in her breast.
Okay.
So it's, you know, it's the area on this one side of her body and in her arm. But they're saying that she might have to wear a sling.
Mm-hmm.
Even after the radiation in that arm, like
mm-hmm,
some type of sling in it or whatever.
Okay.
Okay,
this is what I want you to do. Thank you, Jesus, for the facts, and now we're going to go to the truth. Because we know that the covenant of God, thank you, Jesus, we know that the covenant of God is his word, and that his word cannot lie. He said, my word will not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish in that thing whereunto I have sent it. Glory to God. And if God says that he is the healer, glory to God, he said, I will put none of the diseases upon my people that I put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord, your healer. One of his names is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Glory to God. So we will call on the name of Jehovah Rapha, and we will not only ask him, but we will remind him of his word, the covenant promise to his children. Healing is the children's bread. And go over to God in Isaiah 53:5. He said, he was wounded for Patricia's transgressions.
Yes.
He was bruised for Patricia Smith's iniquities. The chastisement of Patricia's peace is on Jesus. And with his stripes, Patricia Smith is already healed in Jesus' name. Father, we loose the word to go forth to where she is and to begin to operate and do surgery that the doctors cannot do, and to remove the cancer, as it were, and that it would disappear, just be dissolved for the glory of God in Jesus' name. And now, Father, we give you glory for what you've already done, that you will receive an awesome testimony. Even if her faith is not there, our faith is there, because we believe what your word says, and it shall not return unto you void. So we thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And now, Peaches, there's one more thing. I'm going to give you an instruction.
I want
you to get a new bottle of anointing oil. Just go get some extra virgin olive oil at the store, and I want you to just lift it up to heaven
And I want you to say, Jesus, anoint this oil. And I want you to say, as I lay my hands on my sister, I want you to heal her. I want you to complete the healing. The prayer started the healing. But I want you to get a brand new bottle, one that someone has not opened. And I want you to, after you buy it, you take it home and you lift it up to heaven and say, Jesus, anoint this oil, that when I lay my hands on my sister, that you will complete the healing process and remove the cancer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
And then you anoint your hands with oil. You know, not a lot, just a little. Just anoint them with oil. And then you go to her. You go to her. You go to her. And you lay hands on the area where they say the cancer is. And you say, in the name of Jesus, be healed.
Yep, I'm going to have to do it anonymously because she does have faith. You know, she's more of a, I ain't going to say too much, but I'm saying she feels that, you know, she follows where the Spirit leads her, which is true and everything like that. So she didn't feel led to call in, you know. So, you know, I can't just try to lay in my hand. She's not that
type of person. Well, you ask permission. If she grants it, so be it. If not, so be it.
Yeah.
You ask her, and if she does not grant it, then so be it. But if she grants it, then you do as, you know, we have instructed you to do.
Yeah. Okay.
So we will leave that part in the hands of the Lord. Sometimes God tests us, as the message was talking about, to see if we are going to be willing and obedient.
All right.
Some people say, well, they follow in God, but if it ain't lining up with the scripture, because the Bible clearly says, if there are any sick among you, call for the elders of the church.
Mm-hmm.
See, I can't get there, but I can send an instruction. We got to be very careful. I know what the words say. But our responsibility is to obey it after it's spoken.
Yeah.
So if she's willing and obedient, that's all I can say. But if she refuses, that's her choice and that's her option.
All right.
Give God the glory.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
And you keep singing. I heard you guys sing. I heard, I think I heard one of your songs. It sounds beautiful. I can't wait to get down there to hear it in person, because you guys are very anointed, and I believe God is going to raise you up. I really believe God told me, as I was talking to your other sister, that the contracts were in his hands. Contracts were in his hands. It's not in the hand of man, but it's in God's hands.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah, I received it.
Well, it's already done. In Jesus' name. It's already done, because God already has the plan. And so it's already done. After you guys go on Bobby Jones, you're going to see a great turnaround. Watch.
Yay. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Ikobo Shata.
Hallelujah. Let me say this to Peaches and Prophet Davis. We have a young lady that's in Dr. Singleton's church right now, and she has cancer. She's a young woman. I don't think she's no more than about 41. They're talking about pulling the plug on her bridey. Many times we won't even come to the saints. And, you know, sometimes we have our family members, and this is not no reflection on Trisha at all, but sometimes we have a family members that have been diagnosed and they're battling with these diseases, and we won't even let nobody know. We want to keep it private. But you know what? The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous fail as much. It may not be the people that are praying with you right there at your church. Sometimes God will send a stranger in that has more faith to activate that blessing and that healing in your life. But sometimes we get caught up in our own little circle, in our own little family, in the folks that we know. But the Bible also say, be careful how you entertain strangers, because God can take a stranger and send him in the city, and healing will be at every home and in every family. So I want us to pray for Sister Ingrid Hill, and I'm calling her name out because I want God to spare her life. I don't want the devil to keep on getting the glory and keeping things quiet. This a young woman, if they pull the plug, life is over for her on Friday. But if we that say we have faith to activate this covenant and to stand on the word in Isaiah, where he said he was bruised, he was wounded for us. By his stripes we are healed. But we want to keep it private, and we're losing our young people. We're losing our family members because we're saying, let the Lord's will be done. Well, it is not always God's will for them to die. It's not God's will for them to accept that disease. So I just feel led to say that this young sister name is Ingrid Hill, and she's in Bishop Winston Singleton's church in Inglewood, California. So we want some prayers to go up for this young woman. I'm going to put it on Facebook and everywhere else. And I don't care if the mama, the daddy, whoever get married. Guess what? If we want this girl to live, we better we better entrust somebody.
That's right.
That can reach the throne of heaven and believe that when we speak that word of healing in her life, God is the one that heals, not our word. Hallelujah, but he moves because of the word that we speak, the word that we activate. Hallelujah.
My God. Raise up that young woman, Father. Don't let her end her days on earth on Friday, but mystify and be glorified in the midst of those unbelieving doctors that pronounce death, and that's all they do. They come in and they pronounce death. They can't pronounce life, because you are life, and you are the great physician. I say to you, Jesus, that you would override their words and override the case with your words, and the words is that she is healed. Just like Dorcas, the one that was 12 years old, and she was dead, and you walked into the room, and everybody was crying, and you put them out of the room because they didn't have no belief. And you said, I say unto thee, Talith Akumai, damsel, arise. Father, I send that same word to this young woman. Talith Akumai. Arise, in Jesus' Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You want everything to be private. Ah, you don't know more. But when you need help, hallelujah, you better expose that thing. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah, because it becomes public anyway. Hallelujah, when you own the record of a hospital. Oh, glory to God. They're going to make it public after you dead. Yeah, you don't know more. So why not make it public to live? Oh, glory to God. Oh, Jesus, we love you today. Thank you for the word. That word was for those that need to be healed. The word the man of God gave today, and I'm sure he told us when he came on, God altered the message that he had for today. And God altered it because guess what? He wanted some people on this line today to receive their healing. That's why Davis gave the word about the test today. Hallelujah. After you pass the test, then you're going to be blessed. The test is how much faith do you have to activate this word? How much faith do you have to believe that God's word is true? Whose report are we going to believe?
Glory.
The word of God or the doctor? The word of God or our friend? The word of God or our pastor? The pastors don't even have faith to believe that God is a healer. They're teaching it. They're preaching it. But then when it comes to the real deal, they say, oh, well, let the Lord's will be done. I damn that statement. I curse it from its root. That is not God's will for us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, Prophet Davis. This is crazy. Hallelujah.
Yep. Unbelief, you know. Yeah. But we have sent the word.
Mm.
Amen, Sister Peaches?
Thank you.
Yes.
We have sent the word. Evangelist Bernard, the anointing was mighty and strong on her, and she's absolutely right. There are times when we want to go and cover things, but the word of God is not done in a corner. Jesus said, I didn't do anything secretly or in hiding. I did it all openly. See, there's nothing to hide. The enemy is the one who tries to keep things hidden because he operates in darkness.
Yes, God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in hidden. But Jesus is in the light. That's where everything is open and able to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you know the difference between the spirit. What's done in the dark shall be brought to the light. God is of light, and in him there is no darkness at all. So our job is to pray for people. We don't force people, but we do pray for them, and it's up to them to receive it or reject it. But when people's eternity is hanging in the mist, it's nothing to play with because you don't get a second chance. Once the breath leaves your body, you go into judgment. And you go into judgment for all eternity, and that determines if you're going to go to heaven or hell. And if you're not right, the scriptures are clear. The scriptures are clear where the eternal resting place is. If any man is not in Christ, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he's none of his. And so that's why we're so compassionate about people who are on that, who doctors say are going to die, or they're pronouncing death, or they have a short period of time to live. But God said, you shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. See?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the word of the Lord. You shall not die, but you shall live and declare the works of the Lord. See, man said they shall die, but God said, you shall not die, but you shall live and declare the works of the Lord. You see? And what are the works of the Lord? Miracles, healing, so that they can testify of God's goodness. That's where God gets the glory. You shall not die, but you shall live and declare the works of the Lord.
Amen. God bless
you. Sister Peaches, we thank you very much, okay?
Yeah, thank you very much. Just keep in prayer.
You follow those instructions, Peaches. No matter what the atmosphere is dictating, you follow those instructions. And, of course, just what the prophet stated, you get permission.
Amen.
And we'll be praying for you.
That's right.
She's not private. You know she's not private, Adrian.
Yeah, I know.
Just,
some people are the skepticism
exactly.
that they have of, you know, situations. And, so, but I believe that there's nothing wrong with people praying for you, you know what I'm saying, give it a chance or whatever. The more prayers you have, the more that point of being tired of, you know what I'm saying. So people just, I'm just going on her behalf.
Yeah.
No matter what.
And it took courage for you to even come openly on this line and even make that request openly, Peaches. I applaud you for doing that because you love your sister. And hey, by any means necessary, we want to see God move.
Complete deliverance.
That's it.
Yeah.
You think, Sister Peaches? Let me ask you: do you think she would accept a call if I was to call you, or and you took your cell phone to her? Would she accept, you know, that way?
I mean, she'll accept it, but like I said, when people are very skeptical and
well, that's
you know,
that's why I said maybe it can be done privately. Where
prophets, you know what I'm saying? She's one of those where if it's, she has dealings
well,
with
she takes
false
the
prophets
she,
and all
she
that.
Takes the medication of doctors. They not even say it. And she believe what they say. How she know they not prescribing strychnine? But see, it's amazing how people have faith in doctors, but then when it come to God, well, you know, they could be a false prophet. Well, if it's a false prophet, the word ain't going to come to pass. That's all that is. You don't have to be afraid.
Davis,
if God doesn't lead her, she doesn't believe. If God doesn't lead her to do it, then she's not going to, you know.
Right,
cause she's,
right.
You know,
and it's all so. How we've been taught to, you know, people teach against the prophetic, you know. And you have many churches don't even believe in the prophetic movement of God. So, you know, people, and then you got to look at some of their experiences. Some people have spoke, false prophets have spoken lies into people's lives. And when they've had that kind of experience, that causes them to be hesitant also.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me respond. Let me respond to that just quickly.
Okay.
One thing, and I've heard a lot of this, but the Bible says that the spirit of prophecy is the spirit of Jesus Christ. Okay, that's first. Now, we know that there are going to be lies that are told to us. When we were in the world, we were told lies, and we didn't, well, I'm not going to talk to people because they told me a lie. Well, look, the devil's going to come, and he's going to lie to you, and he's going to use people, you know. So we don't shut down God for saying that somebody lied to us. So what? Somebody lied. So what? Big deal. Is my life over because somebody lied? No. Do I shut down the whole kingdom of God now because somebody lied to me? No. That person was a liar. Everybody's not a liar. So I'm kind of amazed that people are so weak where they just get sidetracked off one thing. Well, preachers have preached false doctrine. Do you stop going to church for the rest of your life because one preacher was off? No. See, that's the trick of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You, one person lie to you, and I don't believe no prophets for the rest of my life. Well, we know that's not God. Now, that's not even biblical. So we know that's not the spirit of God telling you that. That's the devil deceiving you to keep you from hearing from God.
Yep.
See, that's like some people say, well, the pastor preached the wrong message, and I'm not going to church for the rest of my life. Okay, well, you're going to lose out. That's what's going to happen, is that individual that makes that decision based upon one man's error, they're going to lose out because they're judging things by man and not by God. Our eyes are supposed to be on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But when we start putting our eyes on man, that's when we lose.
And you can pick up, if you give a person a chance, you know, I believe you still can discern or pick up if it's not the right spirit, you know, of the person you're dealing with. Then
you should pick that up in the first place. I mean, if they got the gift of discernment, then what they're going to do is they're going to discern that false prophet that lied to them the first time.
Right.
Yeah.
See? They're going to discern that the first time.
Yeah.
So be it unto them according to their own choice. I don't force people. And if that's where they are, if that's where people are, I leave the liberty of them to choose the direction they want to go in.
Amen. It's just not at this time. It's not that, you know, I don't believe she talked to you, but she, some people, I mean, like I said, she's under a lot of pressure as it is. Because she's been back and forth with this, and she has been having faith, and then she has a faith, and she gets a good report, and then the enemy keeps trying to attack her over and over, you know.
Well, she can't focus on what the enemy is doing, because we talked about that in the message.
Yeah.
God is the one that's in control. Job's situation, that's the sickness that came on Job. First, everything was stripped from him materially. His children was killed. Everything was taken from him. And then Satan came back to him again. Amen?
Yeah.
And then after Satan came a second time, he wanted to touch his body physically. He brought the boils on the body. That was the enemy that did that. God allowed it only to test him. Why?
Mm-hmm.
To see what was in his heart. That was the message today. The test came for what? We went to Job. Why? Because we had to prove one thing. God allows suffering. We talked about that. Persecution and affliction. These are forms of testing. And they see, if she would have listened to this message, she would have understood. Just like a liberal Democrat said, now I understand what's going on. It wasn't God that didn't lead her to listen to this message. It was the devil that blocked her from listening to the message. I'm just going to tell you the truth. I'm just going to tell you the truth. Ain't no discerning going on there. Ain't no, that's called missing God, because God changed the message. God had me to specifically talk about Job, and if you know the story of Job, God allowed the enemy to touch his body and bring sickness on his body for one purpose, to prove what was in his heart. And he
Prophet
said,
Davis,
yeah.
You weren't on the line Monday, and some of our callers that's on now, I preached that on Monday about the testing of Job. You weren't on the line Monday.
No, I wasn't there, no.
And Sister Ruby just saying, God is confirming everything I spoke on Monday. You're coming back to again. God was going to use you to talk about Job, but he already had me to talk about Job on Monday. God changed it, and he's still talking about the test through you today. But he didn't have you to go that way by Job experience. But he's already got Jesus. Aaron was on the line.
You about Job this morning, too. Somebody brought that in this same situation. They brought it up, you know, about the same person with us. Brought up Job this morning. So that's
See, it's confirmation. The Lord is speaking clearly here, and this is what I'm saying. We can't cast out the baby with the bathwater. When God sends true people, and Aaron, your brother know me. We talk often on the phone. The things that I've said on the phone, the things that I've said on this line have come to pass. People have said that everything that you have said to me has happened the way you said it. It's been accurate. There has been no false words that are given. Everything has come to pass that God has given me to tell the people.
It's God. That's right.
It's been proven.
Mm-hmm.
God told me when Aaron went to the doctor on the 24th about his eyes that they was going to say this is amazing and that his eyes was going to clear up.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
And he said he can see better now than ever before.
All right, Aaron.
So God is doing this, and so that's all I can say. I'm going to leave it alone.
Oh, yeah. This is her calling me now, so I hope nobody called and told her.
That's the Holy Ghost right there. That's the Holy Ghost.
All right.
You need to have her on the phone. Get her on the line.
Take the call.
You didn't try to
call
her.
We're going to area code 985. Then I'm going to come to Aaron. 985.
Okay.
Last four of your numbers, 2152.
Is
this Kim?
Yes, it is. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God.
Prophet Davis, thank you for sending me that text, Evangelist. I had lost track of time because I was just sitting here and I've been kind of down in my spirit and depressed, not for myself, but some family and friends that we know. In the last week, we've been hearing about like five different deaths, and it's just like a burden. And it was a wake-up call to me to to let me know that if there's anything in me that is not right with God, I have a chance right now today to get it right, and I just pray that God will do his will in my life and not my will, because it's not about me but all about him. And I just ask that y'all would just continue to pray that God will keep me on the path of righteousness. And I thank God for the message today, because it really uplifted my spirit, even though I've been depressed and, you know, kind of saddened for the family.
Well, let me tell you something. God has a hedge of protection around you like he has with Job, and the things that have befallen them won't befall you. But your
Amen.
Job is to intercede for them in prayer, that
Amen.
They would come to know the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
That they would come to know the Lord. That's the bottom line. And if you got to go to the funeral and tell it at the funeral and stand up there and talk about Jesus, do it. Take the boldness of the Holy Ghost with you. Stand up there and tell them, hey, look, this family has got to serve Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Point blank. Sometimes God gives us opportunity. Sometimes he opened doors for us to proclaim his message. And in this case, it's a door or an opportunity open to speak to every family member that's going to come, that they might hear. This family has got to turn their life over to Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you,
that's
Lord.
That's the bottom
yes.
line.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
and don't
Lord,
be afraid to tell them. Don't be afraid to tell them. Don't be afraid to tell them. Tell them the truth, the whole truth. So help me, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God have chosen you to go ahead and stand up for him and tell your family that we all need to give our life to Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory
to
God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
so
Lord.
So these things have not come to be negative, but they are an opportunity that you might share Jesus with your family at that kind of setting.
Amen.
Huh?
You thank you, thank you, thank you.
Because some of them ain't going to come to church.
Right.
But they're going to come to the funeral.
Right. And,
get
and,
up there.
And I'm,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, it's not my family. It's just some friends and close people that I know, which are, you know, we just been knowing since we was growing up, so they like family, and I consider them as family because, like I said, we all know that we're gonna leave this world, and I tell them all the time, you know, I talk about God because God is good to me, and I know what he's done for me, and that's why I'm always talking about God. That's why I'm always telling them scriptures and reading my Bible and studying to show myself approval, because I know we need God, and if we live right, then we will make it to heaven. But now is the time to get it right while we still are able to, while the blood is running warm in our veins. You know, you choose who you're going to serve. You can't be straddled a fence, and I try to tell them that. And I just thank God that, you know, he gave me a chance to get it right and to do what he wants me to do. And I just pray that I can continue to go forth in the words of the Lord.
Well, go to the funeral. Ask them if you can have 2 minutes to speak, to make
okay.
a comment.
Okay.
Ask them or sign up. They often have where you sign up to give comments at the funeral.
Okay.
When you sign up for the 2 minutes or 3 minutes, whatever they give you, what you just said to me, say to them.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
What you just said to me, say to them, that God has given us an opportunity to get it right.
Right. Amen. Thank you. Okay. I will.
My God from heaven. Thank
Ooh,
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Shana, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
You obey God. You obey God in this, and he's going to bless you. You obey God in this, he's going to bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
And I exalt the holy name. I exalt your holy name most high. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hello.
Amen. We still have Minister Aaron, Sister T, and area code 214. Let's go to Sister T, and then I'll go back to this area code that has not responded, and then to Minister Aaron Singleton. God bless you, Sister T. Sorry we just getting to you. We had a full house here today.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
No problem, woman of God. It's truly a blessing. be able to get on this line and hear all the beautiful words that were spoken. I know God is really testing us, and I want to be one of those daughters who actually passed this test. So I thank you, man of God, for coming forth. All you have done is confirm what my pastor was telling us Sunday, and I just thank God.
Your pastor was teaching on this?
Yes, sir. He, in fact, every time you get on here and speak, it's like a continuing or confirming what my pastor has already said.
My God, glory.
So that way, I know even with the messages that are online, even when you're not on here, they're always flowing in the spirit of what God is telling the people. So I know I'm on the right track.
Yes. And I'm going to ask the Lord, are you still on the line?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to ask the Lord to kindle a fresh fire in you, just a fresh fire and a fresh passion for His Word and for the church and for the ministry, and that fire will be as it was when you first got saved.
Glory!
When you first fell in love with Jesus. That fire and that passion and that desire would be like that. Sometimes we can, we can get weary in well-doing.
Mm-hmm.
But that fire can't go out. My God from heaven. That fire has to remain fervent in our spirit. It's got to be to the degree that when you're in love and you see that person come walking down the street, you get a little... a skip in your step, and you get a little excited, and you start smiling, and you feel light.
Yes.
That's the fire and passion that I'm going to ask God to give to you. Father, in Jesus' name, rekindle the flame and the fire and the passion in our heart and in our spirit. Turn it up 7 times hotter so that the flame will burn even more intensely. Father, as she worships you, as she prays you, as she goes to church and goes to the altar to seek your face, that she would go after you with reckless abandonment, that she would lose who she is and go after who you are, so she will go to a deeper place in you, that, Father, there would be such a desire for you that she doesn't even understand it, but the only thing she knows is that I must have Jesus.
Glory.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
God.
Thank you. Lord,
must
thank you.
Have Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Must have Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
I must have Him.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
If I don't have Him, I'll die.
Thank you.
I must have Him. Glory to God. My God, something broke. I felt it. Something broke. Jesus, thank you. Glory to God.
Man, let's go to praise them. We're going to try to get finished. Let's go to area code 214. Last four of your numbers, 1218. Can you respond to us? If not, we're going to move on.
Yes, ma'am.
Who am I talking with?
My name is Angela.
Sister Angela, God bless you. What area are you calling from?
Mesquite, Texas.
Texas, amen, amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. Prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
I just want to request prayer for myself and my family.
Mhm. What area are you asking prayer for?
I want that fresh fire upon my family.
Fresh fire on my family. I like that, Angela.
My God. Now, are you talking about your siblings or your own family? Your husband, your children?
Included all.
Including all?
Yes.
Amen. Do you belong to a church there in Mesquite, Texas?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to be step one. What's a ministry? What's a ministry that's close to you in Mesquite, Texas?
Well, I visit different ministries.
Mm-hmm. This is what I'm. Yes.
I haven't joined another church since I left the church.
Mm-hmm.
I was
okay.
And.
Okay. What I'm going to do, I'm being led by the Holy Spirit to pray for your healing. Healing in your emotions. Healing from being hurt in a church or a ministry. And then I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to direct you to the church that you and your family can attend, where that fresh fire can fall on you there, because it has to be order. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not a pastor. I am not a pastor. I am a prophet, an evangelist. I travel, so I don't operate under the office of a pastor. My responsibility as working with the fivefold ministry is to send you to a pastor, an under-shepherd, and that's my responsibility, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I will pray that God heals you from any hurts in a church, and then ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to the church that he would choose, so that you can submit to that leadership, so you can come under the fire, so that the fire can fall. Because in the book of Acts, there was order. They had to go to the place that Jesus said to go to for the fire of the Holy Spirit to fall upon them. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name that you would stretch forth your hand to heal this dear lady and even her family members from any hurt, any rejection, any offenses that have taken place at any ministry or any part of the body of Christ. We ask that you heal them and that forgiveness would be granted from them to any of the offenders, and that love would be replaced by the spirit of offense. We bind the spirit of offense. We cast it out, command it to go. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you to lead her to the church that you so choose, where the fresh fire of the Holy Spirit can fall and descend upon our whole family, that she would walk in the order of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. For you said in your word, let all things be done decent and in order in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Glory.
Amen.
Ooh, God bless you. Ooh, I felt that. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay.
Minister Aaron, your line is open.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God is good. The message was anointed and powerful. I got the message. That's what we need to do. That was anointed, what you was preaching about and I'm teaching about. Because
yes.
That's what we need to do. If we want to get to that next level where God wants us to be. Got to be focused. Ain't no plan, be serious. And it ain't just for the sinners, it's for the saints too. That's what you're going through. You gotta go through a test for a testimony. So
that's it.
What you said is I know one thing, you a true man of God though. I know that, like you was talking about when I was
talking
to the doctor. But we don't believe that. Sometimes when we come from different backgrounds and all that, we always thinking we got a gift in one family, but that's not true. God got gifts in all kind of families when you believe in him and trust in him and let him be the answer for what we're going through. But you're a true man of God, because when you prophesied on me and told me about my eye, that was true. You
Glory
did tell
God.
Me that. You said they're going to see something. And when I got that surgery, and I ain't never had it happen. I done had other prophets that prophesied on me. Nothing came to pass. And it was kind of hard to believe that what you said to me, because I didn't want to, when you're skeptical, like my sister was saying, when you're skeptical, it's hard to believe that. But when you walk, God got you, man of God, that's really a true prophet. But we don't believe it, because a lot of these false prophets then came on the scene and that messed people's lives up that folks don't believe.
Right.
They don't know. They'll believe a lie before a truth.
Wow, that's powerful.
And that's just so sad. But the thing is, you are a true man of God, because when you told me two things, you told me last time, you said, Aaron, you're going to go to that doctor, and God is going to do something.
Yes.
And I said, I was just listening to you, but when you told me, I went in faith. When I went in faith, and they was working on my eyeball. I never figured I was looking. I was trying to go to sleep. The Holy Spirit said, no, look at him. Just like that. And I started looking at him, and I felt so good, because the way that my eye was, the Lord said, I couldn't see at first. But when I took that step, calf off and put that new one that they had. Oh,
yes.
My God. I could see. I couldn't believe it.
God.
I said, oh,
thank
my God.
You, Jesus.
All
thank
I say
you.
Is the love of Jesus, the love of
thank
Jesus, the
you.
Love
thank
of
Jesus.
Jesus. I said, God is real.
That's
but
it.
Is your
that's
faith
it.
In him?
That's right.
You're
your
not
faith.
Coming on this line trying to tell people that, you know, you telling us what we want to hear. No,
no.
You telling
no, no,
us
no.
we don't want to hear. What you're doing
hallelujah.
Is talking about the Bible. You're
that's
dealing
it.
With the scriptures in the Bible.
Thank
what happened
Jesus.
A lot of, and I ain't going to hold myself up. A lot of these false prophets, they've done messed up the scriptures in the Bible and talking
mm-hmm.
about sowing the seed, sowing the seed. Yeah, you got to sow a seed, but it's not the seed you talking about. It's not the seed you're trying to get in your pocket.
That's right.
We're trying
that's
to
right.
bless the kingdom of God, but what the problem is we done got so caught up in ourselves.
That's right.
With the
that's
gift
right.
that God gave to us.
Thank you, Jesus.
That we want to do it the way we want to do it.
Hallelujah.
Then we mess up people's lives because God's dealing with souls.
Hallelujah.
God's dealing strictly souls, but the thing is a lot of these people on the line, a lot of these people that's prophets, they've been messed folks up. Their folks is messed up nowadays.
Wow.
So the thing is, like you was talking about earlier, in these doctors, yeah, we believe in these doctors, but these doctors
mm-hmm.
don't know what they're talking about.
They don't
now,
know.
Now, the doctors, when I go to, they can't take me. They can't believe
mm-hmm.
me. My doctor
mm-hmm.
thinks, I told him next year I'm gonna be weaned off of that insulin because I'm a diabetic. I said, I'm a sugar-free diabetic.
That's it.
He be looking at me. They don't believe it. But I
mm-hmm.
said, I'm going to be free this time next year. Watch.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Because I have
thank
faith
you.
In God.
That's
I
it.
Trust
faith.
God because he's the only answer, but we don't believe that.
Mm.
And folks
mm.
want to put you down like you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, you know what you're talking about.
Thank
you,
Jesus. You
prophesied on me and it happened.
Hallelujah.
I can see like never before. And I said, I
look
can't wait
God.
Till I get the other surgery on the right eye. I told him, I said, God is good. I can't wait. I'm so happy because I can't wait. I can see so good and clear.
Thank you, Jesus.
Read my word. Understand
my
the word.
God. Yes,
couldn't
Lord,
read
yes.
it before. Plan it all.
You're preaching now.
Now I can see what God is talking about. So
thank
all
you,
I can
Jesus.
Say, you are a true man of God. And if folks
glory
don't believe it, so what?
So
if
what?
You don't
it.
Believe it, so what?
That's it. That's it.
That ain't stopping
that's
you
it.
What God wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see it after a while.
That you're going to see it. That's it.
Everybody that's a prophet, you got some true prophets. You
yeah.
got some true man of God. But
that's
the
right.
thing is, we so trapped with the old prophets that say
right.
they're true man of God. We believe it. We trust them. But we
right.
so that fuck God.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
it.
God working in these last and evil days. This is the
he
time.
Is. Yes, sir.
That he's bringing you out at the
glory
right timing.
Hallelujah.
They don't
yeah.
know what you done been through to be a prophet.
Come on, God. Now you're talking.
Man of God.
Now you're talking. Now you're talking.
They don't know what you done been through to be a prophet, a true man
major,
of God.
Major, major, major battles that most people would give up and say, Lord, just kill me.
That's right.
That's the kind of stuff I've been
through. You ain't coming up here talking, playing games with folks. What you were talking about today, you got me thinking better. Got my mind thinking, I'm talking because the thing is what you're saying is so true. I got my confirmation, what I need
hey,
to do.
Hallelujah.
I got to go on a journey.
Yes, sir.
Where God want me to be on my next step.
My God.
Because everybody, you either call yourself a Christian, ain't a Christian.
That's it.
We know
that's
that. You're not a
yes,
child
sir.
Of a king.
That's it.
But you can be the child of a king if
you
really
can
get your life together.
You can be.
God
right.
told me to go through that to Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? God forbid. Not just me speaking. He's speaking it for
right.
me too. Shall we continue your lifestyle? You wonder why you're not blessed. Because you
God.
Not. You not. The reason why you're not blessed because you ain't done with your math.
Come on. That's a good one.
You get done with your math. Then you can let God bless you. But
woo!
You ain't done with your math. That's why you're not blessed.
My God.
Mama is complaining.
My God.
That's woo. Why God is not moving.
Amen. Woo, Jesus, we God. Have been blessed today. Thank God for you, Aaron. We, time is kind of well spent. I have to get out
know,
of here.
I know.
But okay. we thank God for you. We're going to continue to pray for those that, you know, have asked for prayer. Again, I want Prophet Davis to pray for
yes.
Sister Ingrid Hill.
Again, okay.
that God will intervene and give her
okay.
life. Amen.
Okay, that's for this Friday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep that in my personal prayer time.
Okay.
Yes, Ingrid Hill. Yeah. Okay.
Amen.
Got it.
Amen. Well, wow. We thank God for each and every one of you all, everybody that's been on the line, Sister Donna, Sister Kim, all of you all. Some have dropped off. Evangelist Cummins, we love you dearly. Sister Patrice, Minister Aaron, we just praise God for Minister Aaron and the work that he's doing. You know, he's bringing them in. So I told Sister Ruby, my cousin out of Montgomery, Alabama, she's a pastor. She was on the line today, Prophet David. So I didn't have half of my phone here. So God is doing something. And
yes,
we had about four people in the chat room. So we bless God for you all. Tomorrow, Bishop Jesse Grant will be speaking for us, another man of God on fire, just like Prophet David. If he speak a word into your life, you can count it done. He's out of Chicago. So, and on Friday, we have Apostle Paul Shields will be with us. First time Apostle Shields will be with us on Friday. Continue to pray for Pastor Gloria Jones' family, the Church of Zion and of Jesus Christ in Sacramento, California. Those services will be held on Friday evening and also on Saturday morning. We'll have that information again available for you on tomorrow. So God bless you. I'm going to let Prophet Davis close us out with a word of prayer. God bless you. That was an on-time word, Prophet Davis.
Glory to God. Father, we thank you for sending your word. We thank you for causing our heart to yield to that word, the word of instruction, that we are going through a very short season of testing and trial, and that when we pass that test, you will bless. So, Father, we thank you that we will shift our prayers to correct anything in our life that's not pleasing to you, that we will discover what area we need to correct so that we can pass this open book test, so that this time, so that next year we won't be in the same place either spiritually, financially, or physically, but that we will be in our place of promise, our place of destination, and that we will actually reach the place called there. So we thank you for hearing and answering this prayer. We thank you for blessing the woman in L.A. who they said we are only giving until Friday to pull the plug. We thank you that we speak to her, Talitha Kumai, that she will arise and be healed and that she will walk. In Jesus' name, thank God and amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you all. We'll see you on tomorrow. Have a beautiful and blessed day. And we're going to close out with God is Real by Mother Mary.
And
God bless you all. Have a glorious day in Jesus' name. We'll see you tomorrow. Bishop Jesse Grant will be ministering in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.